You are listening to engaging and exciting conversation on the Radiant Culture Podcast.
Get ready.
Now. Welcome, everyone. You're listening to the Radiant Culture Podcast. My name is T-Mac.
And I'm Cookie Monster.
And we are here today, still on that marriage tip, relationships tip, because you guys like those things, because you're all lovers of things.
Love things.
All of our relationship episodes, for some reason, get the highest listenership.
I know, right?
Well, that's really...
It's like, that's all people are thinking about.
Yeah, well...
No, but it's true. That's all we're thinking about, actually.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
That's what you're thinking about.
80%
that
of the time.
And the what's the other 20%?
Huh?
The other 20? Money.
Yes.
So, come, why do you want to... Nice. Very well evaded. All right, so today we have some young... Can I call you guys pastors? Yes? No?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep.
Young pastors with us to help us dissect this issue a bit more. So we're talking about kind of the traditional elements that come into Zimbabwean marriage and then reconciling that with our Christian walk.
Yeah.
So there's Aurora and then you have a white wedding, like... What happens in between? There's a lot of confusion around that.
Yeah, it's like sometimes it feels like for a single young person, it just feels like the whole marriage process is like an extreme sport. you know what I'm saying? Because there's so many different hoops
that you have to jump through.
Yes. So I think today we just wanna go through this, and we're gonna be talking about the whole Aurora process from Aurora to the wedding.
Yeah.
And what's actually supposed to happen. So I guess let's jump into it.
Awesome. So Rumbi and Bothwell, welcome to Radio.
Thank you.
This is a good looking couple. I wish you could see them.
Really?
Yeah.
Like even matching,
they
guys.
They just have that thing.
I love the way you said young. You know, nobody knows we've been married for 14 years.
What? No way. I never would have guessed.
You know?
What's your good marriage?
No, we are 12. Yeah. Like, what's young?
Now we got married at 25.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
but we just, you know.
Wow.
Too much bathing, eh?
Okay.
Yeah.
Nah, whatever y'all are drinking, I also want some. Yeah, but you don't look as young as these. All right, cool. So, Mr. Bothwell.
Oh, I'll start
with you.
Yes.
For guys, I know. I don't know. I think you men have maybe a. They know they have to do Aurora because it's what's required of them. But I do feel like some Christian guys want to use the excuse, but it's not in the Bible. It's like, why do I have to do it?
Mm.
And culturally, they have to, whether they like it or not, unless the girl's parents just say, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you, what should be a Christian guy's attitude toward the Aurora process?
I think a lot of times we hide behind the fact that God didn't, you know, write it, or it's not written in the Bible to say, you get what I mean?
Mm.
And we hide behind that fact. But the Bible is also kind of direct when it comes to that, because we've got certain examples that we were given in the Bible.
Yeah.
And Inini, as a person, I like to take it right from Adam. And I usually take his ribes, Aurora, that he had to pay for him to get an Eve out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I mean? So I start from right from there. And then we get into the likes of Jacob, who had to work to get Rachel, and Achivazo Shandira Leah.
That's done wrong.
You get what I mean?
Time.
Exactly. That is Aurora, you know.
Mm.
And even if we were to go to his daughter, what's her name? Dinah. Exactly. You know, Shechem had to pay to say, no, we've defiled exactly. So damage didn't just come now, but yakadotanganim by bed. But only God, maybe sisters will commercialize us, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But as guys, I don't think we have to hide behind Nyaye Kutanza, Inakunyanyo Tawo. It's there in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't want to look at it. We just don't want to see it, but it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One of the arguments I've heard from some guys is, well, that was a cultural thing for those guys, the Israelites and stuff. And why do we have to follow that culture, you know, that whole thing that not everything in the Bible is culturally contextual to us.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So what do you think about that?
You know what? The thing is, even in our culture, not just as Christians, even in our culture, there's certain things that are there for Christians and non-Christians, but looking at just our culture that we have to follow. Jacqueline would say to appreciate her parents through Rora. You get what I mean? And as much as we might say, Gudi, that was the Jewish culture back then, but even in our Shona culture, we have to do it. And at the same time, there's nothing satanic about it.
Yeah.
You see now, there's nothing satanic about it. Of course, we've got here and there few things in the whole process that we might say, but you can choose to leave those out and still go through the process of Rora and still be contextual, you know, culturally and Christian-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So say as the guy, you are presented with a list or whatever it is, and you feel that some items on the list are something that does not gel well with your spirit, how, as a Mkwasha, can you even begin to say no? Because at that point, you're not on an advantageous footing yet, because they haven't accepted you. So if you now start saying, I don't want to do this because I'm a Christian, won't they just look at you like, blood?
Young men.
Exactly. Yeah. You start getting the young men.
But you know what? The good thing is, you've got, culturally, you've got Tete. You know, your friend you talk to, you know, to say to Inini, I see this and I see. And it's not about being on an advantageous position. In fact, you will be, because when I tell you, Rabato wana arkuda kurora. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So, any wrong move, you get what I mean? Yeah. So, you do have an advantage, but you also have to start right that moment. I always tell, you know, young men that, especially some who are already in marriage, you know what, the mistake you made, is kumboshika uchiti pamsore ana auku, later. Start right from the beginning so that they know who you are. So ukatanga uchiti, no, in my spirit and this, it doesn't go along with the principles of God, and I believe this should not be there. It's good, so that they know you right from that moment. Yeah, exactly.
Because an issue that's usually really there and blatant is alcohol on the list.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm a Christian, I don't take alcohol, and it's there.
Okay.
You know, and then if you don't, then buy it, you're in trouble. Mkwasha, now to take a doro redu, and the whole day is, you know, on and on.
As well, sometimes
that. So you have to be like really direct. This I really don't do. I respect you, I appreciate you, but this I don't believe in. And if you start from then and they know who you are, then you're on a good footing.
I remember my mom asking me, I was asking her, in fact, you know, there's this.
What's that?
It's a tin.
It's a tin that has a handle with a lid. And usually it comes with sugar in it. And I was saying, why can't I just buy the 10 kg sugar and take it as a pack? You know? And instead of putting it in this container. And my mom would say, I'm like, no, but that was way back. Right now, I can just take the 10 kg sugar. And because I married in a Christian family, they were also not fussy about it. Okay. They're like, sugar is sugar. Just bring it in a pack. And I did.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, all right. So, moving along. One of the challenges that I see, is that now because of culture, because, you know, people are obviously trying to make some profit, some sort of money. I've heard all kinds of stories, right, where people have been asked to pay lots of money. I actually have a friend who got married, and she didn't grow up with her father, but the father was there to do the Rora, and then apparently he just like charged crazy amounts.
Yeah,
right, because he was trying to raise money for his ex job.
All right, yeah, yeah.
So I think she spent like, after the whole thing happened, for like a whole year, she didn't talk to her father because she was that mad.
Yeah.
Oh.
So how now do you balance that? Where, you know, you have families that then take advantage of the whole process. So maybe as the Mkwasha, obviously, you know, you wanna marry your girl and everything.
Yeah.
But then you also have this hurdle. Is it permissible to then say, ah, guys, listen, this is ridiculous. I'm not gonna pay.
Mm-hmm. You want to walk out?
How do you handle instances like that where you can blatantly see that, okay, this family is unreasonable, or there's like that unreasonable uncle,
yeah,
or they're demanding, you know, just unrealistic.
I know. And it's usually the uncles, right?
Yeah.
Especially if the really parents are late.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's usually the uncles who want to make it hard.
Yeah. How do you handle that? Maybe both of you can tackle that one.
Mm-hmm. Way back. You would just be surprised when you get in there, you find a list, mm-hmm. and they go one by one. But nowadays, this is something I actually like, hey, that I've seen happening nowadays 90% of the time. Mkwasha actually asks for a list
beforehand,
okay. Yeah. Before you go there, so that, you know, when the list comes, and my parents also are happy to provide it, because they always say, you get what I mean?
Right.
Saka Mkwasha has to come really prepared. So they hand over the list and you go through it.
Okay.
And that's like a pre-negotiation, you know, even Tete can then go back to her brother and say, yeah, this is an arm and a leg, and Mkwasha wedana umiramusha.
Yeah, I was going to say that you know what, when you have those introductions and everything, you go kwa Tete or you go kwa Nasekuru, this is the time when Tete just asks, you know, vano shanda kupi, vano itabasarei. So by then, they then sort of come in and say, he earns sort of this much amount. This guy is not really well up or, yeah. But the problem also with that is, if you don't have enough money, it's fine, you're okay, at an advantage. But now, if you've got a good job, or if you're coming from the diaspora, then everything is like, now, you know, it comes to, no, we're charging in rands, or no, we're doing the US dollar. Yeah. So it just depends on the discussions that you have. So the discussions with Tete also help out in the negotiations as well.
At times they make it easy for you, Anna Tete. They ask you, bam nini?
How much, you know? Are you...
And even Madaruna Tete, when you go Ngwarao, because if you go wearing the glasses you're wearing, the t-shirt you're wearing, and the chinos you got on, it will be a problem. It will be a problem. Because especially, Tinovata, Tura Mamfisong, Wane Jeep Shiroki, Mfisong, you know, Nipirakidze.
And this is going on nowadays, that young people are just saying, you know, we have to go with the cars, you guys, we have to dress like this and everything. Now. But the parents are looking at you and they're thinking,
a list can be adjusted in an hour, hey? Yeah. You get there, dopa munono shinzi bakwasha, until you're put in munopiwa imba. Chimbo mirai wanatejaro arukumbo discussa. Adjustments are made. Because, no, iwe wakati nyepera iwe.
Mbaba onere manu vai vai.
Warukunzi, wakati nyepera kuti mkwasha muonde. Saka tatitinyatsu adjust. You get what I mean? So you have to to be wise.
I think to be humble when you go there.
Exactly.
Like really humble. So that
nowadays it's easy to answer your question to actually negotiate before the day.
Okay.
So that even wakazia kutibao message, you know, they can easily adjust and say, I will lose Mkwasha, he will go and marry somewhere else.
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, I hope you're listening. Be humble. If Strive is your uncle, just don't post it.
Yes.
You know.
I like
that. Don't be like boasting about it. Anyway, so okay, now it's happened. The whole process has been done. You're officially, traditionally married.
Yeah.
Right. From there now,
are
you married? So what I'm trying to ask here is, can you begin enjoying the fruits of marriage? Before the actual wedding, or the white wedding happens, as we call it, right? Mm-hmm. You've married your person, all these things have happened. Maybe she's still living at her parents' house, because they're still waiting for the wedding. But during that time, what is the status? Are you in no man's land? Are you? What is the honorable thing to do or to not do? As a Christian.
I think the very best thing to do is get a blessing. The church believes you have to have a wedding. Mm-hmm. Some parents believe you're not leaving this place until you have a wedding. Some parents will say, today you've been married mkwashakana chidotora mukadzi wake,
you can.
Yeah.
Right.
So it becomes really different in your settings and everything. But mostly Christians will say you don't leave the house until you then get married. During that time, I think as Christians, we've done the traditional part. We've done the cultural part. Mm-hmm. But we haven't finished the race yet. Yeah. We haven't reached the destination yet. Our destination is when we say, I do, or when the pastor then blesses us in front of everybody or in front of our families, mm-hmm. Whatever the setup may be. Some people might have it small. Some people might just have it at home. But I think until that time has come, then you're blessed, then you can now start on a new foundation. Because I think the foundation is what really matters for exactly. everything.
Exactly.
That's Let why me you ask say. It more blatantly.
Yes. Wow.
Can you have sex during that time?
This is exactly what I'm saying. Okay. I think young people need it blank and blatant. Mm-hmm. If we have been told and we have been raised in a Christian setup that says no sex before marriage,
yeah.
we're saying we have not reached the destination of marriage.
Yeah.
We will only reach it once we've been blessed by the pastor, blessed by the church, blessed by God.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have not yet gotten there, then no, we cannot have sex.
Yeah, that's why you see that nowadays.
That's mad.
You know, nowadays, way back, people would go through the whole process and it in
mm-hmm.
Engagement, introductions, a set a date, varora, and all. And after Rora, we then see the bride pregnant on the day, or we hear but chatoka zo postponedwa.
Right.
You know, they're now doing it next year. Vakazungo trigatimbo garam, kwasha tore mukadzi, and all that.
Then the wedding.
So nowadays, that's why you see in most churches, their pastors now insisting kuti when the couple when the families meet
mm-hmm.
to receive and to pay roora,
mm-hmm.
the pastor also has to come and
bless
them.
Yeah.
Okay. You see now. So that because they know kuti at times they say we're doing premarital counseling, but it's now postmarital counseling.
Uh-huh.
You see now, because they are already into it. You know, you're telling people what they already know.
Okay.
So at times it's good on the day you bless them, everything happens so that if they choose to enjoy the fruits of their labor, then
yeah,
the
man.
Blessing will be, and then the white wedding becomes a ceremony to celebrate their marriage.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which actually leads me to a question, and this is a question that I know a lot of people have, and the question is this. So are we saying that the traditional marriage itself,
mm-hmm.
that whole process of paying the rora, of you've met the parents, you've met the family,
mm-hmm.
that process itself,
mm-hmm.
are we saying that it is not enough? And why do we then need to have
this Western thing?
Why do we need to have the extra to say we have to have a pastor, we have to have this? Why can't that just be enough to say I've paid the money, I've been blessed by the parents?
Yeah.
Does God not acknowledge that?
I'm glad she mentioned the word Western,
uh-huh.
because we're dealing with three things.
Mm-hmm.
We're dealing with Christian values,
mm-hmm.
we're dealing with the Western culture, and we're dealing with our own tradition and culture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So those three things are different.
Mm-hmm.
Our culture, wabisarora, waita jese, you're done. You're free to enjoy the fruits of your labor and do everything. And it.
Mm-hmm.
But then we're Christians that believe in God, and you made it a choice to believe in this God that we pray to and worship, then definitely you then have to go by the book, by the Christian values,
mm-hmm.
and it based on what the Bible is telling us, what God wants it, how God wants it done.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got the Western culture. The Western culture, I believe wedding, the marriage blessing is not a Western culture.
Right.
It's a Christian principle and value that has to be done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the celebration of the white wedding is the Western culture.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You see now, that we have actually adopted and we all enjoy and love it.
Mm-hmm.
You see now. So there are three things: our own tradition and culture, Western culture, and the biblical principles.
In fact, I think we need to stop calling it the white wedding. I know the white has to do with the dress, right?
As far as I know, yeah.
But, yeah.
White, the dress, the purity,
Exactly, and all that.
I think we need to rebrand it.
So if
that's the, you know, it's just the Pan-African in me who's just like white, call it the white.
Maybe black wedding.
So or just the wedding.
Anyway, to make it in layman's language, what I'm saying is that our culture, kana wasarudza wewe in Shona, put it in Shona, wasarudza to be mu Kristu.
Yeah.
Then go the Christian way.
Okay.
And that's through, you know, doing the Rora thing, and you also have the marriage blessing.
Okay.
And of course, icing on top of the cake, the white wedding.
Okay, one more thing before T-Mac. So basically you're saying, so it's okay for people to do the Rora, and then straight after you can have a pastor come, bless you, you do your vows, and you're good to go. You don't necessarily have to have a big...
Oh yes,
celebration and
oh yes,
that whole thing. Because I know there's a bit of pressure there as well.
I know, yeah, there is. It's hectic, hey.
Yeah.
Especially when planning a wedding, and at times a lot of people are counseling and saying, "Kutatozochata," you know, "Ndaudautora," you know, and they forget about the blessing. Now they put it aside, okay. But you can't. It's something you can't shelve. You see now. For later, yeah.
Plus, cool. Times are hard, guys.
Yeah, times are hard. Exactly. You see now, we all want the white wedding, but small is also classy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The wedding.
Please, I hope people can hear this once they plan my wedding. Small
is also classy.
I've already lost the battle, so but Rumi, I wanted to ask you. Okay, say you do scenario number one, which is Rora, then the blessing, maybe the same day.
Yeah.
And then you plan for a wedding, let's say, 4 months later. Unozo perekwa rini?
I think kupereka is like, depends on the families nowadays. Mm. Some are doing it before the wedding because they don't want that after the wedding, we're now going to start kupereka mwana and things like that. It becomes hectic. So some do it a week before. Some do it even like... a month before, depending on the families and what they've agreed on. So that is quite good because you know that just after the wedding, you're gone. Mm. And here we come. Honeymoon is here.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. You know.
But then when you then get to do it on the night, well, you can do it on the night after the wedding.
Mm.
It's hectic, but it has to be done. It's it's a good thing because it's a welcoming you into the family and you are also being brought in by your relatives to say, we have brought her, you know, now she has officially come to your home. Mm. Yeah.
So, but can you not do it like right after that blessing? Or will it now be awkward because you're still not living together? Or can you now go and live there now?
You can.
You can do it after the blessing because it's just the same as if, as a family that maybe didn't do the blessing, like how we normally do it, right?
Yeah.
That after the marriage, then wakuno perekwa, then the marriage then comes
later.
So it's just their way of welcoming you and their your family's way of saying, this is our daughter that we're giving you on the cultural side. But then you can do it before and you're welcomed and then you then plan your wedding and then your wedding comes after.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Did you have to do anything hectic?
I don't want to talk about my experience.
But it was
easy. But it was okay because you know what?
Let me tell you why.
Wait.
I'm coming from a family where, you know, I've got aunties, you know, hardworking aunties, huh? My best friend came with me as well, but she's like bougie. And my aunts are like the hardworking cultural ones. So in short term, they did a lot of work. We did work here and there, but they did did most of the work and they did most of the cooking and everything because there were a lot of people.
Yeah.
But me and my friend were there.
Taking selfies.
Yeah. So okay, so there was you and your bougie friend. Now, having gone through it, who will be the aunts for when it's your daughter's turn? Because you guys didn't do the work. So do you think there's enough of your cousins and your peers who can then help your daughter?
Actually, in my case, my tetes, his sisters, they're also quite bougie. But I think, you know what I've noticed nowadays? Sometimes they even bring in caterers. That's the funniest thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yep. I've seen this. It's happening.
Caterers are coming and people won't really cook that much. And even we actually chose the easier way. Because before the wedding, I had paid for, you know, all that kushonongora, achipugama.
Yeah, some people actually paid before, yeah.
So I had paid through her aunt.
You actually paid before they even came.
Yeah, you know.
Now you can actually even put a price.
Exactly.
They can give us a price of, we can give a price how much we want.
So they can gain.
So they can.
Because we're not going to
collect their monies, bring it in.
You see,
and then
so I did that so that we won't be delayed on the night.
So you bribed them.
Because we wanted.
It was not a bribe.
I gave them what they wanted.
They still got their money.
They still got their money.
It's just not bit by bit.
Yeah. And after the wedding, we just whoop and went. You see now. So
awesome.
She then later on had to do the other stuff now with her friend and aunts and all that. But pasisina jekushonongora to cover the face and all that because I've already paid for that.
My brothers out there, are you listening? You have to be strategic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So it's allowed to ask, to say, okay, anate zvara, we just want to find out how much do you think mwana wenyacha shonongorwa, atete vacho vabva vati, ah, tichamirawo kamota mobvisa pa gate, you know, pa door. I think 100 US is okay. It will cover everything, you know? And then you're like, okay, cool. Give them 100 US. So maybe on the day it was going to be less or it was going to be more. So you never know.
Mm.
Yeah, but it helps out.
I think that's actually good.
Yeah, strategy. Some families actually get to do it after.
Yeah.
Like sometime after, where they don't want everybody else to be there. You know how it is after the wedding.
Yeah.
Some people will just stay and wait for the coming and all. So some will just say, no, we just want it small for a few relatives. So they plan a day after and then you then just come in and they come in from their houses and then, you know, you do the whole deal.
Nice. Yeah. I really do hope your homies are listening.
Yeah, well, I'm listening. Okay, cool. And then I think what I want to know, just this whole kuperekwa process.
Yeah.
How biblical is it? You know, in terms of Christian values and stuff like that. Is it something that you would say has any biblical significance? Does it matter at all? Or is it just one of those things that you just do because, you know, it's always been done.
Mm.
And it's really not worth, even if you're a Christian, it's not one of those things that you have to fight.
Yeah, exactly. You don't even need to avoid it. Because to me, unless if you are born in those families where, you know, depending on questionable aspects about it.
Right.
But for me, there was nothing questionable about it. You know, even the Bible tells us about a young man, you know, and they celebrated kushika kwa bride, didn't it?
Right.
It's the same thing. Celebrating, you know, yet not kubasa, hand over, take over.
Exactly.
Yeah, you get what I mean? Hand over, take over. Celebrating kuti murora auya and pobikwa. And at the same time, kushonongora kwa kuya. It's kaka fundraising, you know, to just help her out, to takamarike kuti mozotenga your first ports, first plates, you know.
Right.
Tupperware is now expensive, so at least akaenda ane, you know, some a bit of cash.
Yeah.
It's just a fundraising gimmick.
Yeah.
But otherwise, there's nothing really evilish or devilish about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Then, next, moving along with this whole process. So, you've done this. And then now you want to have your white wedding, your wedding.
Yeah.
I'm not calling it a white wedding. Right. one of the things that I know happens is that guys have their bachelor parties, the ladies do their bridal, their bridal showers and stuff, right? So let's talk about that for a second, because I've attended lots of bachelor parties.
Oh, yes. Right?
Like a lot.
How many times have you been a groomsman again?
Why are we having this conversation?
Just asking.
Huh?
Mm.
Carry on.
Leave me alone. So, I've been to some Christian bachelor party.
Yeah.
Ish, I've got to be honest, they were boring.
Wow.
No. I'm serious. Because, you know, guys there are just gathered together. They're talking. Really? And then there's like a pastor. No offense to the pastors.
Mm-hmm.
We love you. Then the pastor is just talking, and everyone is just being all cautious, right? No one is really saying anything. And we're like, okay, so the bachelor is done. Then I've been to some bachelor parties, right, some other ones where guys just go crazy.
Offline.
And I'm not even talking about people bringing strippers and things. I'm not talking about that. But when people just have fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
I want an example of this fun.
Huh?
What kind of fun?
One particular one. The guy, what we did to him, he had to take off his clothes. Mm-hmm. And was left with these boxers only.
Mm-hmm.
And then we drove somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had like a convoy of cars behind him. Mm-hmm. It was like in the evening. And he was in front. Mm-hmm. And all our lights were like torching him.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to run in front of the cars.
Wow.
Guys, what?
Wow. That was fun. But okay, all I'm just saying.
What is the point?
Like, you never forget things. Like, all I'm just trying to say is that.
Oh, no, sorry. Uh-huh. How public was this road with you guys?
It was quite public. Because one of our friends, he knows himself.
Wow.
But we'll never forget that. So I'm saying, why then do we end up making it so cautious and so like tamed as Christians? Is that how it's supposed to be?
That's too artificial, I think. And I'm not a fan of that. I don't want to lie. And on my day, we had fun. We had fun. Of course, it wasn't wild and crazy, and it was for a Christian, me. So, some limitations. Boys, I don't like this, I don't like that, I don't like this, I don't like that. Mm. But of course, you've got one or two friends who always say, I know, you know what? Isn't this
mm-hmm.
And they you always want to do something. Yeah.
But
we enjoyed. We had our braai stands. We had our own little games. We had our own discussions. We had a whole lot of stuff and people speaking and, and it's a good moment to hear what your friends think about you and where you're going and how they see marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. It's really good. So it's not about being tense. Makagara, makango. Yeah, maybe some churches. I think it's the church that then brings in, that imposes that on a person.
Mm.
And the whole bachelor party. But it doesn't have to be like that.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it doesn't have to go all wild, like what we see in some bridal showers. And it's not, Ajirewe with the bridal shower.
Why did you say bridal showers?
Sorry?
Why did you say bridal showers?
Because it's the same. Bachelor party and bridal showers. Nowadays, people just think it's going there and talking vulgar.
Yeah.
And it's all about
the
bedroom. It's all about this, how you do that, how you do this. And now I tell people, well, you know what? Bachelor parties, don't tell me, because you're going to be doing this way. You're going to be doing like that. Could be kwakuneta beans kumbakwenyu. It's different from kwakuchaitwa beans kumbakwangu. Even though it might be the same packet. The pro brands, the beans.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But it we just have it's all about you guys, how you want it.
Yeah.
You see now. If it's something that will bring questions on your mind, then you know that's totally wrong.
Mm.
Like when it comes to ladies now, I think it's a totally different thing, guys.
Mm.
Because sometimes you have it planned for you and you don't even know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Even for guys, I think sometimes it's just a surprise thing going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that brings in something totally different because your views are not, actually asked for or anything. So you have people plan whatever they want for you. I had two bridal showers, right?
Yeah.
I didn't plan any of them.
Mm.
Yeah.
One was planned by my sisters, right? And the other was planned by the church.
Oh, okay.
My church moms planned something else. They said, we want to have something for moms.
Mm-hmm.
To sort of talk to our daughter who's going away and things like that. So it was like a double celebration for me. But you'd notice that there's a bit of a difference in both of them because, like he's saying, the church ones tend to be a bit more... what he said.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't that fun, but I appreciated it because it came from loving minds and loving hearts because they were coming in with the advice and just showing that they were proud of what I had done. And with the other one, it was more fun. Yes, I had people coming in, like pastors came in, they spoke, they had their chance, they left, and then everybody had a good time.
Right.
We had, the music, the food and everything else. But it's not always the same.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have it differently because the people who are planning it are totally not going to church and not believing it, or are diluting and sort of playing both sides,
yeah.
that they want this and they want that. So you'd find that with most kitchen teas that I've gone to, some of the stuff is like irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get married, you find that it doesn't apply.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's more of just having that time to say, you know, we're proud of you. You know, here you go.
It's more of a formality.
Yeah, it's more exactly. of a formality. Yeah. But okay. the good thing is you're also showered with gifts. Mm-hmm. I don't know about guys because I've never seen anything that they bring. But girls, like,
we are your gift.
You know,
yeah.
girls get everything.
Yeah.
You know, you get the pots, the pans. Some even bring the duvets and things like mm-hmm. that. So it's actually like a good housewarming and
yeah.
new house, new thing. So you have your goods and everything coming home with you after the party.
Mm.
So I think it's a good thing.
Mm. Speaking of new house, bit of a detour here. What would you say to, or what advice would you give to a new bride who's having to move into her mother-in-law's house?
Mm. Depending on the families that you're getting into, mm. again, and the husband that you are getting married to,
mm.
because some people are saying that, no, let's go live with my mom first. Maybe because he was staying home with his mom
mm.
and then you guys get married.
Yeah.
So this is where he's been staying
yeah.
all this time.
She's a single mom.
So
yeah.
besides being a single mom, you know how it is. You then go there because that's where yeah. he's been staying. That's where his bedroom is
yeah.
right now as you get married. So you're going there in preparation for your new home.
Exactly.
Right? And then you have a situation where he's been staying in a flat in town.
Mm-hmm.
So probably you're just going there for a formality. 2 days, you sleep there a night or so, and then you're going to your home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's just in a way to show them that here I am and, you know, I've come yeah. to your house and now I am a Murindagomo, so mm-hmm. to
yeah.
speak. And then you then move out and go to your home. For us, we didn't stay long at my mother's my mother-in-law's place.
Yeah,
we just
night?
Probably had one night.
Yeah.
Had you already moved out?
No.
He
I
hadn't
stayed with
though.
My mom, but when we came back from a honeymoon, we just slept one night and our things had already been taken to our new place.
Yeah, okay, so we great. Were like so, moving into a new different place altogether.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it was more of, you
just
know,
respect.
Just
yeah.
respect that,
yeah.
you know, Mrora we knew how we are and she slept over and or she's been here and no no mko chito basa chichi chichi wongo itongo munu kwae kwae and all and then you then go to your house.
Yeah.
But you know that's the formality. It's yeah.
yeah.
In essence it is formality to say
but
you know this is home.
Yeah.
This is where I now am.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You know.
Okay. And it's not a must.
Yeah.
But at the same time I wouldn't wanna not say I have to say this.
Mm-hmm.
To the young guys, make it temporary.
Yeah,
when
true.
You stay with your parents.
Very true.
Make it temporary. Unless if it's something you're good to, like I was saying, good to, maybe it's a single mom or single dad, and you know you help out the family there and all that, and your wife is okay with it.
Right.
But where the Bible says leave to cleave to your spouse
mm-hmm.
and the two becoming one, it's not just saying leave emotionally, even physically. Just go be yourselves and
yeah.
have your own nest, you know.
Yeah.
So it's good for your wife. It's good for you also. You grow up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but of course, we've got other things that then force us to stay there, things beyond our control, and we can understand that.
Yeah.
But make it temporary.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's some good advice.
Even Katangwe na Kenyu, it doesn't matter. Or a cabin, you're at your own place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, just from what you guys are saying, I know that the whole traditional process for a lot of people, both male and female, can be quite daunting when you think
yeah.
about it, because
yeah.
you're just thinking of all the different steps that you have to take.
Exactly.
But I think the overall thing I'm getting is that it's actually a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Marriage is a good thing.
It is.
It is.
You know?
And we're living in a society that is kind of starting to shun marriage.
Yeah.
You know, in many ways. And I think it's important for us to, you know, just to remind people about the goodness of the process of marriage.
Marriage.
Or the institution of marriage, holy
yeah.
matrimony.
Exactly.
The whole process and all these things. Yeah, that's another story. So I would say maybe in conclusion. I'll start with you, Bothwell. What advice would you give to someone, a young man, or maybe not even young, just a man, who's wanting to begin the process of getting married? What advice would you give to them from your experience?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
as, both, yeah, both as a married man and as a pastor as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, what I would say to them is be yourself right from the start.
Yeah.
Be yourself. Don't try to be, oh, goody goody, and trying to, you know, push away some things or not ask questions, thinking, well, if I ask, they might think I'm like this. Ask if you're not sure, you know. And you can't bend your principles or try to change them because you're getting married.
Yeah.
No, because you're going to be creating your own culture, tradition, and or a new system with your wife. The two of you are going to be separate from your parents. You create your own nest that has its own cultures and traditions that generations are going to follow after you.
Yeah.
So be yourself right from the start. And the steps are really fun. Of course, they're daunting, some of them, but they're fun. But just for them to understand, Kuti, if you choose to follow the Christian way, the steps are shorter.
Okay.
If you choose to follow the traditional way and not be Christian about it, there are many steps that you have to go through. Right? Okay. Like what we've talked about, Kuti, we've got engagement, culture, we've got kupanana numbi. Then you then have to introduce your boyfriend of your or your girlfriend. You have to set a date. You have to rora, plan a wedding, wed, mozoita shogupa mvura, mozoita kusungira after that. You get what I mean?
Yeah,
that's
what's this kusungira business?
It's the first child, when the first child is about to come.
Uh-huh.
But when you go the Christian way, we've got our engagement, right?
Just hold it.
I thought you told me to conclude.
Wait. I actually forgot to ask that.
Yeah.
What's that all about? Sorry, I'm a bit bougie.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. It's all about, okay, you've got your wife, right?
Mm.
Your first child is about to come. She's expecting. She's almost due.
Mm.
You then have to, okay, the cultural way, some people have taken it in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about appreciating your mother-in-law. Kuti, for the next maybe 2 weeks or so, a month, you're going to be helping my wife prepare for the baby to come. And also, after the baby comes, you know, you're going to help out. It's all about appreciating.
So it's not like a sacrificial mbuzi item.
No.
We're doing some dodgy items.
Some people actually take it that way. But it's nyama yacho inotorewa on the day, rekusungira, and then vanhu votodya nyama. And way back, some people would buy ambuya hembe yekupfeka.
Okay.
But some nowadays were saying, no, ina ndidi hembe yekutengerwa, anonditengera zvandisingadi, ndoda jira ndozosonesa ndega. And some people would try put some connotations to that cloth and say it carries what, but there's nothing spiritual about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a process. Or appreciator. And that's it. But in some cultures, they tell you, no, tunodat murora, umwana goya inetsukwanda, une chichichi. That will, you have to ask.
Okay.
Yes, but kusungira, it's all about appreciating your mother-in-law, about taking care of your wife. And that's it.
Okay.
We see now, nothing more, nothing less.
Thanks for that.
So that's the final stage. We're done. But Christian side now, we've got our engagement, we've got introductions. You have to introduce your boyfriend or girlfriend to the pastors, the family and all that. And you set a date and you rora, you plan a wedding and you wed.
Okay.
You see now. So cool. They're just few steps and yep.
Thanks, Bothell.
And you're good.
All right. Rumbi?
I think the marriage business is a difficult business if you're a girl.
Yes.
It is difficult because you've got so many people saying so many things to you.
Yeah.
Like there's advice coming in from so many different people.
Yeah.
Then when it comes to the actual day of getting married, you're thinking, oh my gosh, they're charging this guy too much. Why are they doing this to my guy?
Yeah.
And everything. So it's really difficult.
Yeah.
Then after the day, you have to plan for the wedding. Your parents have like sort of almost all the control over what's going on the wedding.
Yeah.
You don't really have that much of a say. They're saying, no, we don't want it like this. No, we want it like this. It's a process and it's grueling. But my advice is look to the future. Just look at the future. The future is bright. You're going to be with your dude and everything is just going to be, you know, really good. Marriage is good. Yeah, ups and downs. But marriage is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Grueling.
Grueling. Thank you, guys. That was actually
thank you for having us.
Give me some hope.
Give you hope.
No, have hope.
Enjoy it. It's a process. It's fun. And enjoy it. Enjoy the title of being Murora. You know, enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Thank you guys so much. I think this has been very informative. And it's nice having guys that have gone through the process, a young couple, they've been for 14 years. Okay, listen, that's a story for another day. But to our listeners, I hope, you know, I hope you took some notes. And guys, yeah, it's real.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah.
I'm not Tima.
Yeah, no, it is real. And I think people should just afford it the respect that is due to it, mm-hmm. the institution of marriage and even the process. We may not love every step of the process, but it's just honoring our parents, honoring God.
Yeah.
So, it's try. It takes emotions out of it. Some things you just won't like.
Yeah.
But as long as it doesn't take away from your principles and what you believe. Thank you, guys. To our listeners, if you have any other questions or inquiries, where can people find you?
All right. After they get married and they're a young couple, we are also into couples ministry. We've got something called Side by Side and something called Joyous Emotions that they can join in. And we have workshops, conferences, discussions on different topics.
I like that.
Whatever you want to talk about. And we also have a brand called the Gospel Couch, where we just spread the word of God in whatever that we do, whether urgurora or kubasa or rikupi. You see now, so we've got a page on Facebook, the Gospel Couch, and phone numbers.
Yeah, sure.
Oh yes, 0772-961-644 and 0773-406-601, and they're also on WhatsApp. And if they want to be part of the groups, for the young adults group, the Gospel Couch Young Adults group, or the Side by Side Couples group and the Joyous Emotions Couples group, they can always WhatsApp to those numbers and they can be added and they'd be part of the discussion.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Yeah. Awesomeness.
That is so good. Yeah, you hear a lot about premarital counseling, but then afterwards there isn't much. So thank you for doing that.
No problem. And we also officiate marriages.
Yeah, we also officiate marriages. Yeah.
Okay. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. You guys are on point, huh?
Awesome. Thank you so much, no Bothwell and Rimby. It's been great. Our listeners, we'll see you next week.
Next week.
Peace.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Radiant Culture Podcast. If you want to make a contribution, make a suggestion, or have a request, you can get in touch with us via email on radiant@thehub.co.zw or inbox us on Facebook and Twitter. Look out for the next episode and remember to share this one with everybody you know. God bless.
It's hot. It's fresh. It's uncut. #RealTalk on the Radiant Culture Podcast.